Today's offshore wind turbines stand taller than the Boston skyline. Each blade is about the length of a football field, which means 50 feet has to be cut off to get one inside the Massachusetts Wind Technology Testing Center. That's where the blade for Vineyard Wind went through strength testing earlier this year. On the testing floor, the blade is mounted horizontally by the base. Weights clamped across it increase the pressure as a piston moves the blade from below. It's kind of like wagging a dog's tail. Executive Director Rahul Urala says it simulates the stress of real-world conditions.
So right now you're seeing a utility-scaled wind turbine blade being structurally tested. That's what it would do at fully rated wind speed when it's producing the rated power.
The silver-gray color makes the blades look like metal, but they're not. To be as light as possible, they're made of thin layers of fiberglass and balsa wood, fused with resin. They're hollow, reinforced inside with fiberglass bracing. Before this, the blade went through weeks of static testing, casually known as the crash test. That's when the lab puts a really big load on the blade, simulating a 50-year wind gust, to make sure it doesn't break.
And sometimes for research purposes, we keep going until the blade breaks. So we do test to failures, even on the big blades. We're breaking it on purpose to learn about it.
Now that the components have been put through their paces and the permits and contracts are signed, it's time to build. Offshore wind is so new in the United States that the installation process is still being worked out. For one thing, a century-old law called the Jones Act says maritime shipping between any two points in the United States has to be done with a U.S.-registered vessel. And a wind farm counts as a point. But
there's no big installation vessels actually available in the U.S., so we don't have any because they don't exist, right?
Right. That's Klaus Skoust-Muller, CEO of Vineyard Wind. Instead, they'll use a Danish vessel, aptly named Sea Installer. Rather than carry the turbines itself, as these vessels do in Europe, it will have to stay at the wind farm while American barges ferry out the components. But let's back up, because what disrupts marine life the most during construction is driving the foundations into the seabed. Muller says they'll use a bubble curtain, a wall of air bubbles, to reduce noise.
So it's basically just a hose that blows bubbles in the water that makes the noise lower.
The turbine components will come mainly from Europe for Vineyard Wind on what's called a heavy lift vessel, designed for extra weight and bulk. Towers are shipped in sections and assembled at the staging port, in Vineyard Wind's case, New Bedford. Martin Lind Hansen is the head of offshore construction in the U.S. for Siemens Gamesa, a turbine manufacturer supplying other projects on the East Coast. He says 12 to 14 people live and work on an installation vessel.
The living quarters is actually quite nice. You live two in the same room, but of course on different shifts with every convenience possible.
They work 12-hour shifts and spend 2 or 3 weeks on the ship before rotating off.
You have your laundry done during the rotation, and basically the only thing you need to worry about is to get up in the morning or whenever your shift starts and be ready.
The boat is a jack-up vessel, which means it can jack itself up on four legs, raising the hull out of the water to create a fixed platform. A crane with different attachments called yokes picks up the offshore wind towers, nacelles, and blades and lifts them into place. The nacelle is the mechanical heart of the turbine, containing the drivetrain and generator. Hansen says workers need to have broad knowledge to do this kind of installation.
They will make sure that it's secured, then they'll take off the lifting equipment, and the nacelle will be electrically and mechanically finalized by these technicians who is already in the tower.
The blades go on last. With hundreds of turbines planned for the East Coast and the health of the planet at stake, Hansen says it seems like everyone involved feels proud of what it means.
It's something very unique to be a part of. It's a significant push towards a greener future for America.
And after all that planning, the crew can install a turbine every 24 hours. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Jeanette Barnes.